Welcome to season 3 of the Slangs by Ghanaians podcast. I'm Wendy. Ghanaians have lots of slangs we use on a daily. These slangs are usually funny and entertaining, but sometimes get slightly confusing. We discuss all these slangs so that you don't get confused the next time a Ghanaian uses a slang in a convo. Ready to learn some slangs? Let's get slanging! I've been lost in Gemma, trying to find a style, trying to figure it out, make my life better. I've been through a lot. Hey everyone, welcome back to the Slangs by Ghanaians podcast.
We're back again.
On today's episode, we're going to be discussing 4 slangs like we usually do that are usually used in our daily lives and on social media. So 4 Ghanaian slangs. We're going to be discussing those slangs. But before we do that, let's meet the team.
Hello everyone, my name is Jeff. Also 90, and you're welcome to another episode of Slangs by Ghanaians.
Hi guys, my name is Peaches Bang Bang, as you all know, and I'm back again with a big bang, like every single time.
Hi, it's your boy Amy. Yeah, welcome back.
And I'm your host, Wendy. So starting off with our first slang, this slang just came out of nowhere. We don't even know where it came from. We just started seeing it on social media, and it's like, where from this? Turns out there's a whole video, a whole music video for it. So let's get into our first slang for the episode.
When the baby you come, bro. When the baby you come, bro.
Man, I just think that you should just mention the word and not sing it.
So yeah, the word is the slang is.
Maybe I can sing better.
Oh, nipa ya kubra. Yes, nipa ya kubra. So I mean, it's true for people are, you know, people are cobras or people are snakes. And you looking at this transliteration, you can make your own understanding from it. It's sort of self-explanatory.
Yeah.
So to say nipa ya cobra is saying, you know, people are snaky, people are shady, people are, you know, how do you call it, two-faced in their dealings.
Yeah.
You can't trust anybody.
You can't trust anybody.
Can't trust nobody.
Yeah, so the slang is from a song. It's supposed to be a gospel song, right?
It's actually a gospel song.
It is.
There were debates on the radio, like they don't know whether it's gospel or
no. But secular. the woman seems
to me, it's a gospel song.
Yeah.
The woman seems like, but then
because of the video,
the song in particular, you can't really
because of the video. Because I mean, traditionally, for so many years now, or for decades, we've gotten to see gospel videos,
like that.
Gospel music videos taken on that format, standing there. Forest somewhere on the bush in the garden and sing and look to the sky and all that. So to me, it's a gospel song. So yeah. So that's where the phrase came from. Yeah.
So Ghanaian public figure Berla Mundi tweeted and said, "This nipa ya cobra statement, where is it from?" And then people started posting the video in the comment section. So let me play the song to know where the song came from.
If I nipa ya cobra, nipa no. A cobra, when in a casa, when in a cobra, when in a casa, when in a
is a bob. It's actually, it's like, I also didn't know where the slang came from. So when Berla tweeted that, where did the slang come from? And to open the comment section, I was like, oh my goodness. The whole comment section is full of videos.
You're going to make me fall in love with the song already.
Like, well, but I get why Ghanaians think it's a gospel song, because it has the gospel vibe. Yeah, this is how our gospel song is.
The underlying message gives off.
But I think the woman herself is a gospel musician.
Okay, do you know her name? Because I didn't
know. Ma Gladys.
Ma Adwa.
No,
Ma Gladys.
It's Obapa Gladys.
Obapa Gladys.
Obapa Gladys.
Shout out to Obapa
Gladys.
So apparently,
Obapa means good lady.
Slang, yeah.
Good apparently, lady, the video was shot like 8 months ago. And I don't know who went to dig
the
this.
Song came out.
Yeah, that's how it came out like 8 months ago. And then
someone
like
to dig the song out.
As Valency Weary on Twitter says, "Americans, watch who you call your homie. Nigerians. Animals day in human form. Ghanaians. Nipa no ye cobra." Basically, that's how Ghanaians use it. That's how we use the slang now. To just say nipa ye cobra. People are cobras. And it's being used all over social media. I don't know how it just blew up. That's the thing with Ghanaian slangs. It blows up
and it trends for a while, trends for longer, then they just drop it.
Yeah.
But at least the woman will be happy. I mean, it's going to make her popular and she'll get more money from her song.
Oh, she has so many views on YouTube now.
Really? Almost.
Yeah.
That's wild.
Let me see.
That was like 8 months ago and I'm sure she barely had like 100 views. And then this.
With some respect to her, anyway. I'm sure she had 100
No,
views.
I'm serious.
So go check it out. Obapa Gladys, title Cobra, official video on YouTube.
Cobra.
Moving on to our next slang for the episode we have.
So our next slang is God of DB. And this slang was from a video of one guy who was being interviewed. And he said that he went for a campaign and his friends were walking. And he got a free ride from a lady who was driving in a car, right? She was driving and there was a lot of AC in the car and he was just chilling. So he actually wants that kind of girl. So like God of DB. So he was praying to God to give him that kind of girl. So that's how kind of the whole slang came about. So DB is someone from a rich background who, I mean, if you can afford the basic necessities in like grand style.
DB is like Dadaba.
Yeah, Dadaba.
What does that mean? Like literally.
So it's more or less like you have a rich dad who takes care of you and you're good. Like you don't have any worries. You're just chilling.
So you everything from, you want, you get. Home.
Yeah. So basically from a rich home.
So like, in this context, the guy was saying he was in a car with a DB girl.
Exactly.
A rich girl. And then his friends were walking and he was...
Yeah, he was feeling like he was having time of his life in the car. Like, I mean, he's supposed to be walking in the hot sun and he's chilling with the girl. And I think the girl owns the car. So, like, you get someone, his, let's say his age mate, and then she's driving some nice car and the man them on the road in the hot sun.
Let me play the video so we can get the audio.
I quite recall last process we went, it was a campaign. My friends were walking and I was in a car, fully air-conditioned car, because she's a DB. Oh, God of DB.
What's funny about the whole thing is how he looked into the guy, like, oh, God of DB.
Like, was praying to God.
So now the way people use on social media and in real life is, if anyone shows any form of wealth, people say, oh, God of DB, like, oh, you're rich. Another way too is, if you're dating somebody who is rich, people can say, oh, God of DB.
Yeah, that's when it actually became popular, like, their first time.
Yeah.
People were comparing dating somebody from a rich home to somebody from not so rich.
Okay, so that's how they said trending, because people are comparing
how
it's trending, but that's trending.
And the guys were like, yeah, they want DB girls because it's less stress and...
It's quite an old slang though. I think it was trending like last year, but it's still trending for something. Like if you say God of DB, everybody understands what you're talking about. So basically praying to God to get a DB as
definitely
a partner.
Definitely.
God of DB.
God of DB.
I think Jeff has more to say about it.
Hey, please, I don't have anything to say about
it. He knows some DBs.
No, I don't know any DBs, I beg you.
And then pictures comes from a DB hood.
Pardon?
Yeah.
So, as the AJ on Twitter, AJ because it's stretched, AJ on Twitter says, God of DB, locate me why. And then we have Pope_C on Twitter saying, with what I experienced yesterday, God of DB, please and kindly show me a sign. So basically, God of DB is not like a prayer point.
Yeah, it is. People don't want stress now.
You are crying to God of DB.
You want to imagine yourself living a plush luxury life and you know you are going to get it with a partner that doesn't have to stress. Yeah. It is God of DB prayers you're supposed to pray.
Yeah.
Delassi on Twitter at Del Dan Amable, I think, says, God of DB, hear me, always crying emoji. So this is basically a prayer point in Ghana. If you see God of DB on Twitter, just so it's a prayer point for people. People are praying.
Yeah.
They can get into the plateau of the DBs.
No, but who doesn't want to be a DB?
Everybody wants to be a DB. Either be one or be friends with.
Exactly. Like, you have a DB in your space.
Yeah. Hey, talking about that, I think somebody went to the Safari Valley just last week.
Hey.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was a birthday of a friend. Somebody here, you know.
Somebody here went to chill.
Yeah.
Hey, who is that?
Safari Valley.
Oh, sorry. Yes.
Hey, hey.
You're not telling us.
The way I don't even know who you're talking about.
I don't even know.
You don't know. Don't worry.
Safari Valley.
Wow.
Like, it's where, wow, like, people are chilling, you know.
Wait, wait, is it God of the bee?
Where is God of the bee?
Is that how he's carrying the bag? Is that how he's carrying the bag today?
Why are you trying to put a thing on?
It's
not jazz. It's not jazz. It's one of you. I don't want to mention any name.
Oh my god. Wait, what am I so surprised?
God of the bee.
God of the bee. Wait,
okay. Safari Valley.
Tell us, who's it?
It's not me, it's not Jeff. Is it you?
Me, it's not me. Because if it is me. Yeah, I don't have to test like that. Because if it is me, I'll post myself.
So Imi just made it up because the pictures
are so good.
Because if pictures are traveled to Safari Valley, the picture should be posted. The picture should be posted.
Well, alright, it's none of us.
Ah, well,
he's just making it up.
I don't even know where Safari Valley is.
Don't
do this confusion thing again.
Confusion.
Right. Moving on to our next slang of the episode, we have
Burganizer. So you know, like when you're in Ghana, a burganizer, like those guys, yeah, those guys by the road who fix your tires for you. And I have an admission, like, I mean, I thought that was the word.
Wait, what? Burganizer?
Burganizer, I mean, like, because, I mean, they say it all the time, so I thought that was the word. But now I know it's a bastardized version of vulcanizer.
Okay.
Yeah.
The first time I actually discovered it, I was like, oh, Ghanaians, why? Well, how did vulcanizer become burganizer? So
vulcanizer, like when you treat rubber with heat to make it more durable. Then that's what the dictionary said.
So a vulcanizer is someone who vulcanizes rubber to improve its strength and resilience. So Ghana, we have, when you come to Ghana, if you haven't visited Ghana before, we have lots of these vulcanizers by the roadside.
Right.
And then you stop with your car, if you want to get your tire fixed or anything, you stop and they fix it for you. So usually some of our stops, if you're sitting in a public transport, some of the stops are like the vulcanizer stop. But we don't say vulcanizer. If you say vulcanizer, everybody's like, what the heck are you talking about? We say vulcanizer. Yeah.
But
how?
But like, I'm surprised, like, if
no,
you can
this
see,
is actually
if
the first vulcanizer time I'm hearing it.
You didn't know?
Because I always know it's vulcanizer.
okay, DB, God of DB.
Oh, sure, this is not God of DB.
You have always known it's vulcanizer.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
some of us, we thought it was vulcanizer this whole time.
I used to also then, say vulcanizer as well.
Yeah, some years ago, so, we were like, it's actually not vulcanizer, it's vulcanizer.
This is actually like my first time hearing it, I'm not going to lie.
Okay, yes, please. So, people...
Serious.
I mean, that's how I was introduced to that word, vulcanizer. And then I found out, okay, it's not even burganizer.
Imagine traveling outside Ghana and you see I'm looking for a burganizer.
Oh my
god.
Like,
what the who is that? Oh, Ghana. So usually when you come to Ghana, if you haven't been to Ghana, if someone says burganizer, please just know they mean vulcanizer.
But if you can say like vulcanizer, why can't you just use the V instead?
Yeah.
At least if they say vulcanizer, cries okay, but you're wrong.
Burganizer.
And it's called B-U-L-G-A. N-I-Z-E-R.
Yeah, if you're making it good, they don't even bring the L. It's normally, it's just vulcanizer.
Vulcanizer.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure even the vulcanizers themselves think it's pronounced vulcanizer.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. People also try to put, you know, a twist on the way it's supposed to be pronounced. So you find it. I get to hear ladies say it most of the time.
It's actually a vulcanizer. Vulcanizer.
Our light on vulcanizer.
Vulcanizer.
Anyway, Ghanaians, please change it. It's vulcanizer. We'll do what you want to do anyway. Ghana, we don't
you can't tell us what you
do. We've never really cared about the word.
Yeah.
I don't think it's go away.
It won't go. Like, it's actually it's one of the longest standings.
Yeah, we pass it on from generation to generation.
That's why I thought it was like the word.
Vulcanizer.
You know?
Wow.
Because it sounds very English to me.
Yeah.
Moving on to our last slang for the episode. This slang is actually used when you agree with something someone says, like if it's very relatable, people say real why. So real, and then we add why. W-A-I. Why means
okay.
So it's like real, okay. So when people relate to what you're saying on social media and like what you're saying is really true, they come and quote replies or whatever, they say real why.
Yeah. Real why.
So basically, anything that you can find relatable and you feel like you want to pass a comment on, and then you just use the real one.
VK underscore underscore AS on Twitter says, like joke, my future actually is in my own hands and it scares the out of me. This is a lot, bro. I'm just a child. And at Ms. underscore Reina says, real why, with a crying face emoji. So she basically relates to it and says, like, yo, it's true. We are actually in charge of our future. At Jeremy B underscore underscore underscore.
Oh, Jeremy.
Yes, he's quite popular on Twitter. Says, yeah. Nipa no be a cobra. And somebody posted the Nipa a cobra video and says, real why. So that's how you can use, like, it's very relatable. If it's very relatable, just say, real why.
Yeah, so like you're affirming the points the other person
basically
has made.
Give us the bro for you're affirming the point that the person has made. Thank you, Amy, for that.
Affirming. Yeah.
This brings us to the end of this episode. Thank you for listening to the Slangs by Ghanaians podcast. You can listen to us on so many platforms, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify for podcasters also, and on so many other platforms. Thank you all so much for listening. We appreciate all your listenership. Before we go, let's get the plugs of the team.
Follow me on Twitter and Instagram at THXNINE. Same handle for both platforms. Yeah.
It's your boy Amy Miracle. You find me on Twitter and Instagram, Amy Miracle. You won't find me on WordPress anymore.
Serious? You're joking.
We can't find you on WordPress anymore.
I deleted that account.
Why?
You can you find my link tree on Twitter and Instagram. I told you
because of
the girl.
You said I told you that because of his ex. He used to write about his ex.
No. Like I want to move on to like a proper.
Oh, you're moving on. So you're moving on from here. So you just. To deleted that whole account. Yeah. That's crazy,
but that's as well to delete all your. Serious? So you have all your works.
I have them.
So you repost them, or you just like you. No.
So
you
they're like
repost,
in the bin.
Basically,
no.
Repost that means
no. Like I'll repost some of them, but not all of them.
Aww.
Some of them are like when I was a kid, you know, writing.
Which kid? God. When were you a kid? When you
writing, yeah.
Oh. The man then was in love and he had his heart broken. Sorry, bro.
You find your WordPress, but yeah, you can still get some of my pieces broken via my link tree. Yeah.
Where is the link tree?
Twitter and Instagram. You find
the link in your bio. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Interesting. Okay. Wow. Okay, so you guys can follow me on Instagram at Bangi underscore Peaches, on Twitter at Peaches Bang Bang, on Snapchat Peaches Bang. And yes, listen to the Bang Bang podcast every single time. And tell a friend to tell a friend to tell another friend. It's still your girl Peaches with the Big Bang. Yeah. Next.
So.
We have a podcast.
Wendy, stop laughing. Next, do it. Do it.
You can follow me on Twitter at DEE underscore YYY and on TikTok at Wendy underscore Ikria. Shout out to Dusha Billions for the intro and outro music titled Lost in Tema. We'll catch you guys in our next episode. Bye.